Get ready to travel back in time, because today we're going to reveal Orkut's craziest secrets. If you think you know everything about this legendary network, you're very wrong. We're going to show you some bizarre and funny curiosities that will blow your mind. But before you embark on this nostalgia, like below and subscribe to the channel, because that helps us to continue bringing you content as crazy as the I hate waking up early communities. And, hey, watch every detail of the video until the end, because you'll be surprised by what's coming. Trust me, there is so much epic history that you won't want to miss it. 1. Did you know that Orkut, the social network that dominated the Brazilian internet in the 2000s, was created by an intern? That's right. The genius behind this marvel was Orkut Büyükaktan, a Turkish engineer who, at the time, was working as an intern at Google. And, with zero humility and a lot of style, he decided to give his creation his own name. Imagine if this became a trend? We would have social networks called Zay Social, Joao Book and Maria Graham. Can you imagine the chaos? Now, joking aside, the guy did really well, right? He basically created one of the first social networks that was a worldwide success, and that, for some mystical reason, became a craze in Brazil. The funniest thing is that, at the time, many people didn't even know that the name Orkut came from a real person. People thought it was just a weird name made up somewhere, like the name of some stuffed animal in a movie. 2. The ones who really dominated the whole thing were the Brazilians. That's right, the initial plan was to be a success with people in the United States, but the foreigners didn't even care much. Meanwhile, Brazil looked at Orkut and said, "It's all ours." The invasion was so strong that, in a short time, more than 50% of the network's users were Brazilian. Google, which is no fool, even moved Orkut's servers here. In other words, Orkut practically became a Brazilian creation by adoption. It was like a wild party on the internet. Brazilians filled their communities with titles like "I love Brigadeiro" and "If I don't remember, I didn't make it," leaving foreigners completely confused. The craziest thing is that, while people in the US were a bit cold about the network, here in Brazil Orkut was a status symbol. If you didn't have a profile, you were basically living off the planet.